show, call us before noon today, or Monday through Friday between 8:30 and 4:30. Join us again next Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover on WRCO-FM.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 5 weekends of campaigning until Election Day, and across the country, voters are weighing their concerns. For Sandra Jury in San Francisco, the future of the Middle East is a major issue.
I think Kamala and Tim Walz would do a better job of that. I think Trump is extremely selfish and can't see beyond his own ego.
In Vero Beach, Florida, Christine Lucas says,
I'm hoping Trump wins because of the economy. That's my whole reason for voting, is the economy.
Today, Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania for a rally on the same site where he was injured in an assassination attempt in July. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina viewing the damage left by Helene. Storm now responsible for at least 220 deaths as power restoration efforts continue in the hardest hit areas. Tensions remain high in the Middle East, and Israel used an airstrike to cut off a main highway that links Lebanon with Syria. This is ABC News. The devastation brought by Helene is not just impacting areas of the South, but also the companies that are based in those places. That includes the nation's largest supplier of intravenous fluids for hospital and home use.
So they're conserving IV fluid supplies at Mass General Brigham Hospital in Boston.
People should have a lot of confidence that we are delivering care as normal.
The hospital's Dr. Paul Bittinger.
In some cases where we would have what we called spiked or prepared an IV fluid bag just in case, we're holding back on that so that we don't waste any units that we otherwise may need to use for patient care.
The FDA says it's working with Baxter to get the storm-damaged plant back to production ASAP.
It's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The NFL says there were the fewest concussions this preseason since it began keeping track in 2015. The league citing rule changes and equipment changes for the 24% decrease. That includes the Guardian cap, a cushioned pad some players are wearing over their helmets. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Did you know that you can show off your school spirit with products from the Creative Outlet in Richland Center? We currently have custom scrapbooking products on hand for 28 different clubs, professional teams, and area school districts. We also have many school shirts consigned in our clothing area. Celebrate your school spirit with products purchased at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Mostly sunny today, breezy and warm. In the late afternoon, a slim chance of a pop-up shower, high 84. Winds will be south 10 to 20 with gusts up to 25. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening tonight, more likely in the north. Partly cloudy overnight and breezy with a low of 47 and mostly sunny tomorrow. Cooler and breezy with a high of 65. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour and it's a beautiful sunny 63 degrees.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Crack the bottle, pour another drink. Flicking cigarettes off in the sink. About to kick it into gear and hit the bar. Took that shit too far and I done broke your heart again. Baby, I don't think I'll ever learn. Probably always had to crash and burn. It's like I love living in the flames. Swear I will, but I don't think I'll ever change. We're the same way Johnny loved June. It's the same way I'll be loving you till the day them angels come through. Just make sure you want me, baby, 'cause I'm just like Johnny. It's smooth, that smooth to get high. Ain't nowhere close to walking that line. Stay three shades down and out of my mind. So make sure you want me, baby, 'cause I'm just like Johnny, baby. Keep on wondering how long you gon' stick around. How many times have I done put you through the rain? And after all the hell, still ain't a ring upon that finger. Baby, I don't think I'll ever learn. You probably always have to watch me crash and burn. I always fall back in the same traps I've always been caught up in. Again and again till the end.
The unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Yeah.
That was Rascal Flatts, Me and My Gang. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till the noon hour, and that's when Caitlin O'Connell will be taking over with the news at noon. I hope you're all having a good Saturday. Beautiful fall day out there today. Sunny. It's 65 degrees, but guess what? It's supposed to get up to 84 today. That's far from fall weather, but it looks like the rest of the week's going to get back to normalcy until they said, well, next Friday it looks like it's going to be 82. So kind of a roller coaster ride of temperatures we're going here, but usually that's the way it is in the state of Wisconsin. We should know that's the way the whole year has been. But anyways, I hope your Saturday is a good one and you're enjoying whatever you do. Man, there's a lot of events going on in the area. I'll try to cover a few of them if I can, but otherwise we'll have the I'll have a full rundown of everything that's going on during our community calendar at 11:30 today. First of all, from the WRCL Lost and Found Department, lost a male beagle with no collar. The dog was lost near Mount Zion, near Gase Mills. If you find this dog, give a call to 608-739-2652. And just wanted to remind you, the 2024 Canyon of Lights Parades is being held tonight at 7 in Richland Center. This year's theme is Superhero Showdown. Well, you can still have a chance to be a part of the parade if you would like to participate in the parade. Registrations will be accepted up to parade time. For more information, call 608-630-2452. Going on today, too, is the Wheels of Time, and that's being held through tomorrow at 4 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It'll feature antique tractors, trucks, and semis. Today, there is a tractor ATV ride and a sanctioned pedal pool event. And tomorrow's Cowboy Church that will be held. Food and refreshments will also be available for purchase on the grounds. The event is free and open to everyone. Also going on this morning, the Bosco Bells Farmers Market is being held, and that's going on till noon today in Depot Park. And then also there is a Farmers Market going on in Viroqua, and that's held Saturdays through October. So this last month of them, so take advantage of it. So that's going on until 12:30 today. Coming up next, we have Faith Hill, The Way That You Love Me.
Yeah. Nathan Elvin joins us on WRCO, reporting from Oakwood Fruit Farm during the Customer Appreciation Days. Nathan, is it a proud moment for you and the family to welcome so many people during the weekend?
Oh, absolutely. We love seeing so many people come out. We have so many repeat customers that love to tell us that they come out here every year. And we have so many new customers that tell us, too, that this is their first time. And we always like seeing both those people come out.
And your children are now running around here, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I have two kids, a 4 and a 2-year-old. And my oldest, Olivia, she loves to come out here and help me bag at the cash register. My littlest, Miles, he loves to run in and out of the cooler and grab an apple, and you'll see him chewing at an apple every once in a while around here.
So when does Olivia start selling popcorn for a college fund like you used to?
Well, I mean, it's a steep learning curve. I can tell you, I burned my hand quite a bit, so now as a parent, I'm a little hesitant to say, yep, go deal with that scalding hot oil. But I know she's willing to do it. She's looking forward to putting in the work and doing just like I did back in the day.
So it's so cool. We talked about 5 generations, but here you are with your grandpa. He's still wandering through and he's contributing here. How cool is that?
It's great. It's great to see the past and the future coming all together as one. You know, Grandpa, he's still here. He's still a part of it. He's back in the pack house with me every day. He's out here talking with people, directing traffic on the weekends. And then you have my kids, my daughter, like I said, Olivia, she comes in here off the bus, and she'll be helping Lisa in the bakery. She'll be helping me at the cash register. And we'll have more cousins, grandkids coming up here in line very soon.
I'd like to know how many had their first job here working at Oakwood through the years. You've employed a lot of high school students, haven't you?
Absolutely. It was my first job. Like I said, back when I was just a little kid, I remember my mom tells the story better than I can, but they had me in a walker. They had me tied to a post in the old building, if you can remember that. And apparently I was looking at a bushel of apples, and I just said, hey, you like those apples? You should buy them. So it was my first job. I know a bunch of my friends. I got them hired. You know, I had the inside track for them. And so they got hired here, and that was their first job. And so many other high school kids I work with on the weekends, I know it's their first job.
You have to be a little bit well-versed because you have some new varieties this weekend at Oakwood and some of the old standards and things like that. And I bet you a lot of people come up and ask you questions, don't they?
You'd be surprised on the questions I get. My favorite question is, I was here last year and I got an apple. What kind was it? It's like, can you give me a bit more descriptive? But growing up in this family, you know your apples really well. In fact, we just had a blind test with about 8 or so apples that we had to line up and give you the description and tell you what the names were just by looking at them. And so many old varieties, so many new varieties, you really have to keep on your toes. And I love trying the new varieties. We have a couple of new ones coming up. The Crimson Crisp, the Ever Crisp are a couple of my favorites. We have a Lucy Rose and a Rosalie. The Lucy Rose is a beautiful apple. Looks beautiful, and then you cut it open, it has this beautiful pink flesh and a wonderful flavor. And the Rosalie, it was, I don't know how much of the story I should get into, but it was actually a bit of an accident. They sent it to us. We thought it was a different apple. We tried it, and it has such a unique flavor. It's robust. It has a sweet start with a tangy, tart finish. It's a great apple, and I think that one might be my new favorite.
Nothing like an apple in season. Do you have any tips as far as good ways to keep them and try to keep them as long as you can?
Sure. When you get our apples, you're getting an apple picked as close to the freshness date as possible. And when you take that apple home, take it out of our bag, put it in a Ziploc bag. Put that bag in the bottom of your refrigerator because that's going to be the coldest part of your fridge. And you want to put it in a Ziploc bag, an airtight container, because when that refrigerator is cycling on and off, it just kind of takes out some of that moisture in the air, and that takes out some of the moisture from the apples. So if you leave it kind of just rolling around in the crisper drawer, they're going to get bruised, they're going to get dry. You put it in a Ziploc bag with maybe like a paper towel on the bottom to kind of keep it from bruising. That's the best way to store the apple.
What's your favorite treat here? If you got to come in here and pick out something, donut, muffin, turnover, what would that be?
You're really putting me on the spot here because we have so many good ones. I like to stick with the classic peanut caramel apple.
Oh.
The peanut caramel apple with a tart apple, like a Cortland, with the sweetness of the caramel and the saltiness of the peanut. There's just something about that I just wait for every year.
Oh. That's awesome. Well, again, we hope people will come out and see your family and all the workers and everything. It's probably going to be a busy weekend. It drops off a little bit when the Packers play, though, doesn't it?
There's always a bit of a lull when the Packers are on. In fact, you should have seen us last weekend. We had a big crowd in front of the TV. We always have the Packer game on, so you know, feel free to come out and cheer with us. But yeah, we had quite a crowd watching the Packers come back against the Vikings. Not quite enough to win it, but we had quite a crowd in the corner. But yeah, there's always a lull during the Packer games, a little bit during the Badger games. We can kind of predict that.
How long will you be open? As long as the supply lasts this year, then?
As long as the supply lasts. I think we were open till the first week of December last year. A couple years ago, we closed late November. So give us a call. Look at our website. We'll keep you posted on Facebook or Instagram, any of the social medias where you can, what varieties that we have, what we still have available, and what our hours will be and when we'll be open. We'll probably move down to 9 to 4 come November time, but it's through September, through August. I'm sorry, through September and through October, 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. I heard the crop was really good this year, too. Does that have a chance maybe to keep you open a little bit longer or not?
It's a great crop this year. We had a lot of rain early on, and such a warm spring. The trees blossomed earlier. The apples were ready earlier, so we were able to open earlier. So I'm kind of anticipating with the bigger than average crop that we had this year, it might kind of cancel out the early start that we had. So I'm going to guess we'll be sticking around till about the first week of December.
Okay, so get those gifts, all that stuff. They make great gifts, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us, Nathan.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Nathan Elvin joining us here on this report from Oakwood. Stop out and see the gang at Oakwood during Customer Appreciation Days.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event has everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
That was Regina with More Than I Wanted to Know on Country and Community. The Works Floor and Home Temperature Gauge says we have 67 degrees and it's sunny outside and the winds are west-southwest at about 4 miles per hour. Nick Grunt says winds could get up to 25 miles per hour today. We could have gusts. So if you're out and about, be sure to hold on to your hats or whatever. Make sure nothing blows away. If you have papers in your hand, hold on really tight because we don't want them blowing out of your hands and blowing away on you. But yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day, though. Just so much stuff going on in the area. And I'll have a rundown of a few more things going on in the area coming up shortly. And then just wanted to let you know, too, yesterday, of course, was the big high school football homecoming game as Richland Center hosted River Valley. And what a game that was. And Richland Center ended up winning on a field goal with like 9 seconds left. And it was just an exciting game. And happy for the students out there, and especially the players and the coaches, and for a great job. Those players worked hard on that victory, so congratulations to you guys. And as far as sports goes, we got some more sports for you this weekend. Well, today going on is the Wisconsin Badgers. They're going to look to see if they can get out of their slump and come back and get on a winning streak as they take on the Purdue Boilermakers at Cam Rambles Stadium today. Kickoff for that contest will be at 11, and you can hear the broadcast on WRC. 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game is currently underway for that game. Also, tomorrow, Green Bay Packer football. They are going to look to come back after that disappointing loss to the Vikings. They almost came back and won it, but unfortunately they didn't. But anyways, they take on the Rams out in Los Angeles tomorrow. And kickoff for that contest will be at 3:25, and you can hear that right here on WRCO 100.9 FM with the pregame starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
Bubble gum, tastes so sweet. Get that bubble gum off your feet.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Knee inviting you to a 6-hour tribute to the greatest rock and roll ever put on vinyl. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on Those Were the Days this Saturday night. In conjunction with the Forgotten Hits website, we'll be counting down the top 40 bubblegum songs of all time. Over 9,000 votes were received, and we'll see what your favorites are. From the likes of the Archies, Tommy Rowe, the Cowsills, the Shadows of Night, the Monkees, Bobby Sherman, and the Bay City Rollers. Oh my goodness, we're going to be back to our youth again. Saturday night, Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, Minda Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jay's Pedal Center, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. We hope you'll join us for some great rock and roll bubblegum tunes in the fall of 72 this Saturday night.
Great music for the weekend, 100.9 WRCO.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking Duro beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up round a farm fire.
Spent so many years running from this.
There we go. I had the wrong mic on. Now you can hear me. That was Mark Wills with The Things We Forget on Country and Community at 10:46 already. Boy, this morning is flying by fast. And yeah, like I said earlier, we have a whole lot of events going on in the area. I want to have a rundown of a few things that are going on right now. There is a fall cleanup day in Eagle Township going on today, and that's going on until noon. And attendants will be on duty. No TVs, used oil, paint, used oil, paint, microwaves, electronics, or chemicals will be accepted. And any questions, contact Supervisor Wes Hankey at 608-739-2988. Also going on this morning is, it's going on for the next 15 minutes or so, is CAS, Cars and Coffee, and that's being held. And it's usually the first Saturday of each month through October from 8 to 11. The casual cart meet will be held on East Main Street in downtown Casanova. So that's the last one. So if you want to stop by for a little bit, if you're in that area, just go ahead and stop on down. There's going to be a lot of vehicle and vintage vehicles there as well. And then also the Wisconsin Vietnam Vets Chapter 7 is having a food stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm today, and that's going on until 2, and it's going on tomorrow as well too. And of course, Oakwood Fruit Farm is having their Customer Appreciation Day. So when you're out there at the Customer Appreciation Day, stop by and take part in that food stand. I guess they got a lot of delicious food there from what I understand. So be sure to eat that. Then you don't have to fix anything for lunch. And proceeds will go towards the veterans care packages and high school scholarships.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event has everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend. Fall is a busy season. The team at Simpson's Tractor can help you be ready for fall with New Holland, Gale, Land Pride, Myers, and Great Plains equipment. Whether you're heading to the field to harvest this season's crops or you're a contractor with a long list of jobs before the ground freezes, Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this fall. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920.
GPS. I got the whole world and a smartphone in my hand. I got a friend who's a soldier, and he FaceTimes his family from Afghanistan. He says, it's great to be alive right now, by the grace of God somehow. These may not be perfect times, but I'm glad that I'm like St. Jude.
It's great to be alive right now, by the grace of God somehow.
No one knows how long a time, but guess what? You're alive right now. Used to hold up a lighter, it would burn like crap, but now we've got a flashlight app. Turn it on and let it shine.
Stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean.